Hey friend, are you struggling to find consistent paid speaking gigs? Do you want to know the exact 6 steps that you can take to find and book more paid speaking opportunities in 2024? Well, we want to make that easy for you. We've created a new free resource with the help of Dan Irvin, one of our highly successful speakers on our team. Dan has booked over $100,000 in paid speaking gigs in the last few years, and his 6-step process is going to help you maximize your chances of getting booked and paid to speak in any industry. You're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls and proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps, and we're going to send you this 18-page guide straight to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps, and you're going to get that free guide. Hey, thanks for listening. You're awesome. Hey, what's up, friends? Grant Baldwin here. Welcome back to the Speaker Lab podcast. So glad you are here with us today. Hope you're having a great day. Wanted to bring you another bonus episode. And in this episode, we're going to be talking with our Director of Education and Student Success here at the Speaker Lab, talking with Eric Rehm, specifically about a speaker pipeline. Now, this is something that we've been working on for a while and something that we wanted to give you like a step-by-step system of exactly how do you find and book gigs. This is a challenge that so many speakers run into is, I have my website, I have my video, I know who I speak to, I know what I speak about, and then I sit back and wait, and I'm just having trouble like actually finding gigs. Maybe I have some conversations here and there with event planners. Maybe I reach out to some people, but I don't hear back, and I don't know what to do next. And so we walk through a step-by-step system here of exactly what to do. This is a high-level overview. And in fact, we have a brand new training that if you're interested in, you can go to thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/pipeline and get more information on that. But for now, sit back, enjoy this conversation with Eric Rehm as we talk through the speaker pipeline and how to set it up. Enjoy. Hey there, friends. Grant Baldwin here, joined by Eric Rehm, who is our Director of Education here at the Speaker Lab. And we wanted to take a couple minutes here to hop on and talk about the one of the biggest challenges that a lot of speakers run into, which is a consistent source of leads. And what do you do with those leads? And so for a lot of speakers, as we talk through and teach through the Speak Framework, which is what we cover inside all of our programs, as well as the Successful Speaker, 5 steps for booking gigs, getting paid, building your platform. One of the things that we notice is that speakers get to a certain point in the process. The S is selecting a problem to solve, getting clear on who you speak to and the problem that you solve for them. The P is preparing your talk. The E is establishing your expertise, your website, your demo video, your marketing materials. The A is acquire paid speaking gigs. This is the part where a lot of speakers get tripped up because we kind of feel like, all right, I got my website, I got my video, I know who I speak to. Now I just sit back and I wait for the phone to ring. And it just doesn't work like that. So you want to have a proactive system that you can do, not a reactive thing where you sit back and wait for, I hope people book me, I hope people find me. That doesn't work. Whether you want to speak on stages, in person and physical stages, or you want to speak virtually, then you want to have a system, a repeatable system to be able to find and book paid speaking gigs. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Eric, first of all, why is a speaking system so critically important?
First of all, Grant, it's great to be with you, man. How are you doing? You doing great?
Doing quite well. Quite well. Always good to hang out with you.
Yeah, it's good to hang out with you as well, man. So anyway, it's funny the how much I fall back on my military background, Grant, and how what I learned in the military rings true even in real life. In fact, as a speaker, I speak a lot on the principles I learned in the military. And one of the things that we learned in the military, Grant, in the military, you're trained to basically survive crisis. That's what you do. If you think about what military career is like, is you go from crisis to crisis to crisis. And that with that brings emotion because you're still a human being. You still have a family. You still have dreams, hopes, desires, and fears. And one of the things they taught us in the military is one of the ways that you survive crisis and one of the ways you survive when you're in you get yourself in a tense situation is what they taught us in the military is what is something that's known as battle drills. And what that is, Grant, is that there's certain things that you got to do on a regular basis. And so you figure out what those are up front. You develop systems and methodologies around it and you practice it and you develop that to the point that it becomes second nature to you. So when you find yourself in a situation where it's really tense, it's an environment that might be hostile for whatever reason, then these battle drills kick in and without even thinking, you just do them. And so the same thing applies. And I took the same idea and the same methodology when I started thinking about how can I take the things that you taught me, Grant, in 2015, and how can I start to systemize these things? Because at the end of the day, life is messy, right? Can we not say that 2020 is going to be the asterisk year? I think we're going to look back on it. It's going to mess up all the stats, right? It's like, well, you got to take 2020 out as an outlier because it's just everything changed in 2020. And so whether, you know, you're going through a global pandemic, social unrest, or you and your spouse just aren't getting along and you've been fighting with your teenager and you're really tense and life is, and you're exhausted and you're tired. In fact, Grant, one of the good things that you're good about in your leadership, you're always asking me, hey, how you feeling, Eric? And I told you last week, I said, Grant, I'm tired, man. Yeah. I'm exhausted. There's just a lot going on. The importance of a system, Grant, is no matter how tired you are, no matter how tense you are, no matter what's going on in the world, you got to be able to just get up to fall back on something that has no emotion. It tells you what to do next. And especially sometimes when you're just brain dead because you didn't sleep at night. Maybe you've had three sleepless nights and you just got to sit down and get something done. You can always fall back on a system that tells you exactly what you need to do next. And it's a system that always rings true and stays standard no matter what's going on in your life. That's why I think it's important.
Yeah. And I know you and I have had a lot of success as speakers because of having a system in place, right? So much more than, again, just kind of clicking our heels together and wishing and hoping, but being like very systematic of finding leads, following up with leads, having a process to actually do that. So you talked about kind of the importance of the system, but let's talk about it specifically as it relates to the speaking industry. Mm-hmm. How has having a system in place, a system that we're going to be talking about today and we're going to be digging into more in the future, how has it impacted your speaking business?
It's everything. Yeah, I would say, I'll tell you, it's been the secret sauce for me because I was building my speaking business, Grant, as you know, I was doing it with a full-time job. And so when I would actually sit down to work on my business, I mainly have 30 minutes. And so when you only have 30 minutes to work on something that you want to build into something where it can support a family of five on a single income, I mean, you got to really make hay and do what's right in that 30 minutes. So I had to have a system so each minute, each second was utilized to the most effective way. And so that system allowed me to do that. And then when I transitioned to full-time, and then I started working with the speaker lab. Again, I have only so much time. And so when I sit down, I had to figure that out. And then when it was time for me to transition to the virtual world, I needed to sit down with my system and know what I needed to do next and maybe tweak it a little bit here and there, but allowed me to set me up for success. So it's the best way to leverage your time and be as efficient as you possibly can. And that's what it's allowed me to do in the speaking business.
All right. So let's kind of walk through what the process looks like, right? Because again, it's so having a system means that it's a linear process, step one, step two, step three, step four. So kind of give us the big picture here of what is the stages of this process look like?
Yeah. So I just want to prep the audience as we go through this. This is going to be fast and furious. All right. So this is just a bonus episode, right, Grant? So we're just going to highlight it. We're actually going to take a deeper dive. We're going to do a 5-part episode in the podcast to talk deeply in these. And then also we've got a course that we're providing everyone that you can really dig even deeper. So the whole point of this, Grant, is I just want to give everybody the idea of what it looks like. And then we also just want to make sure that you understand that this is important. And once you understand it's important, we want you to know we got your back because we're going to provide you with the tools and the teaching and everything you need to get this set up. So Grant, I'm sharing all my secrets here, right? So this literally is what I've done to build a really solid speaking business. So what we call it is a pipeline. We call it the speaking pipeline. That's what we call it. And it's a 5 stages, Grant. And if you really want to define what a pipeline is, this is how I define it. It's a group of pre-planned activities, right, Grant? So it's just activities that I planned ahead of time that I know I got to do these activities with the lead. So I need to take each one of these leads through pre-planned activities. I plan that ahead of time, and it's the backbone of my business. So there are really 5 stages of it, Grant. There's 5 stages in the pipeline. The first stage is what I call the lead-in stage. That's when you make an initial contact. That's the whole purpose of it. Mm-hmm. You have about a 10% probability of winning the gig at this stage. You'll notice as you go through each stage, Grant, and the prospect starts to clear each stage, the probability of success starts to increase. And that's okay. That's a process that you go through. After you go from the lead-in stage, you go to what's the contact made stage. And what that means, Grant, is when I reach out to a prospect, right, and I ask them, hey, are you interested in work with me? Or I'd like to work at your event. I'd like to interact with you on this event you have coming up. And I use that word event loosely, Grant. That could be a workshop. It could be anything. But anything that they would hire you and have you get up and speak. And then when they respond back, and usually this is through email. I primarily build my business through email in the first few iterations of this. And when they respond back and they show interest, then I move to stage three. Stage three is the phone meeting stage. So this is the this is really where the magic happens, Grant. At this stage is when you actually get the prospect to set up a phone meeting with you, and you actually get them on the phone and you start talking to them about their event. You start asking them questions, and you decide, your goal here is decide whether or not you're a good fit. This is very important for speakers to understand. Not every event is going to be a good fit for you, and you have to have the integrity to walk away. And I've had to walk away from some events. And so you get on the phone, you ask them questions, you discover what they're looking for. And if it's a good fit, then you pitch yourself as, hey, this is the talk, or this is what I can do at your event. Then what you want to do at this point is, this is when you want to start discussing price. This is where price is introduced the very first time. Never discuss price anywhere but on the phone if you can avoid it. If somebody asks me, Grant, to give me my price over the email, I try to avoid that if I can. After the phone meeting, when you agree to terms, they say, yeah, I think you're a good fit, I like your message, and you discuss price and you give them the price, or you ask their budget, and it's within the budget, and you agree to terms verbally, then you go to the next stage, and that is the proposal stage. And what that looks like, Grant, is if you're talking to an event planner and they say, yeah, Eric, I think you're a good fit, your price is right, we need more information, or can you send me more information? That's the proposal. When you get to the proposal stage, then that's when you have that one sheet or that abstract, which we teach in our course. We have templates and everything on this, where you actually send all the information you talked about verbally on the phone, but you actually send them the information. The reason why this is important is the person you're talking on the phone, Grant, normally has a boss they have to report to. They're part of a committee, and they got to take that information to that committee. And so you're at this point, once you agree on the phone, you want to work together, you and the event planner have now become teammates. And you want to do everything you can to support that teammate. And so you give them this proposal. They take that to their supervisor. They take that to the committee. They get the committee to buy into what you agreed to the event planner on the phone. And then once they agree to that, then that goes to the last stage. And this is the funnest stage for all the speakers. And that's what I call the contract negotiation stage. That's when they say to you, yeah, I think my boss said this is good. We're going to go ahead and move forward with you. What do we do to need to lock this in? And I tell them, in order to lock it in, I need to sign a speaker agreement for you. Now, again, Grant, in our course, we have the templates for that. But you send the speaker agreement that outlines all the variables that you guys agree to with the event planner. You got the price in there, and usually that includes some type of deposit. And then that locks it in, and then you've got the gig. So again, each stage, the lead-in stage, number one, the contact made stage is number two, the phone meeting stage is number three, the proposal stage is number four, and the contract negotiation stage is number five.
Awesome. Very good. And again, this is a very systematic process here. And one of the things you kind of alluded to is that we're kind of just giving a high level overview of what this looks like. And whether you're watching or listening right now, it may be kind of difficult to kind of visualize, okay, what does this look like and how does this translate? Like Eric alluded to, we actually have a new training program that we're introducing called Master Your Speaking Pipeline. And if you're interested in that, you can get more information over at thespeakerlab.com/pipeline, thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. Go check that out. Again, all the information is going to be there about this new program, where again, we get in the weeds on what this looks like. So again, to kind of recap there, you've got the lead in, the contact made, the phone meeting, the proposal, the contract negotiation. Eric, what are the parts that you find like that the speakers have the most difficult time with of these different stages?
I think the one that a lot of them have a hard time with is in the lead-in stage, Grant, because what happens is that as a speaker, you want to give them too much information. And so what I'll find is they'll send them like a novel, and they want to tell them everything they can about themselves. Let me tell you about the 16 talks that I have. Let me tell you about my story. Let me show you. I got these videos, and they put too much in there. My lead-in, Grant, is usually two or three sentences.
Right.
Hey, Grant, I know you got a conference coming up in 9 months. I think I'd be a good fit for you. I'd love to sit down and chat with you. Do you have time for a quick phone call? Something like that. All I'm doing is I just want to get you to respond. That was one that I think a lot of folks get hooked up on. Another one I think people get hooked up on is the phone meeting. Because what happens in the phone meeting, Grant, is speakers make it too much about themselves. They're trying to sell themselves too much. And they're trying to tell you how good of a speaker they are. And they spend too much time telling you about them. And they don't spend enough time asking the event planner, tell me about your event. What are your goals? What's your theme? What do you want to accomplish? And then take what they told you, Grant, and then fill the gap with how you can help them meet that need. So Grant, if you're telling me that, hey, we have a really technical conference, but we want to leave off on a really high note, can you help me with that? I said, I got a perfect talk that's going to get them walking away really feeling good about your conference. And this is the talk I recommend. The other part that people get hung up on is price. And they either they're scared to do it or they don't know how to approach it. And again, we don't have a lot of time to spend on it today, but the whole point is what we want to do, Grant, is let people know that if you don't have a system, you're setting yourself up for failure. Right. You've got to have a system. And we just want you to know that we've developed a way for you to duplicate what I've done, Grant, and what many other speakers and like you've done. We're giving you a way to duplicate it. We're literally put it in your lap. And so we're taking all these different stages and we are going to outline each one of these in detail. In fact, the Master Your Speaker Pipeline, we spend about 35, 40 minutes on each one of these stages. And I show you exactly what emails, what to say in those emails, how to respond. And I also talk about what do you do if they say no? And how do you turn that into a yes, maybe a year from now? Because even though someone says no, doesn't mean it's no forever, right? Right. So that's pretty much the highlights of where people get hung up in the stages.
So when it comes to this pipeline, and again, how critically important it is for a speaker to have one in place and having a system in place, and any successful speakers that we know that we've worked with, they follow a system like this. When you are following the system, it feels like it's kind of almost to some degree second nature. But when you're getting started with it, it's very intimidating, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, and that's the case with anything. You know, the first time you, like for my wife and I, we do a budget for our finances and we follow this budget and we've tracked every single dime. And so now it's kind of second nature, but the first time you're doing it and you're trying to build the system, it feels a little complicated. It feels a little overwhelming, right? Because you don't know what you don't know. And so, so for a speaker who's going like, okay, I get that I need a system. I get that, but having a system creates a more predictable path for booking gigs. Again, whether you want to do physical in-person gigs or you want to do virtual gigs, which again, we've talked a lot about, there's a lot of opportunities for those now, but either way, however you want to book gigs, you have to have the system, but setting up and creating the system, it can just feel intimidating and daunting. So what would you say to that speaker who's going like, I'm not a systems minded person. It is intimidating. It is overwhelming. It is confusing. I get that I need a system, but I'm not a systems person. What do you say to them?
Well, then I would say you're probably not going to be a successful speaker because there's things that you have to do that's required to be, I think, long-term successful in this. And yep. That is, if you look at the speakers that are successful and what do they have in common? One of the things they have in common, Grant, I guarantee it, they have a methodology. They have a method to their madness. They just don't show up and do stuff. And so there's certain things that you're going to have to understand. It's part of building a business. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to like it. I'm not even saying that down the road, you can't even maybe outsource this and have somebody do it for you. The bottom line is you've got to have a system that you follow, because if you don't have a system and you follow, then you're going to have an unpredictable business. And who in this world likes unpredictability, right? In fact, we're learning this right now in this global pandemic. Are we going to have school in the fall? I don't know. Are we going to have an NFL season? I don't know. And that's yeah. maddening, not knowing that. And so if you don't like predictability, then don't have a system. But if you like to have things predictable, like right now, Grant, I know I have about 46 prospects in my pipeline. I know that's going to equate to 185,000. I know I'm going to get 185,000 out of those 46. Why? Because my system is so secure. It's predictable that it teaches and I know that it's going to do that because I have history behind it. The system works. By the way, that's the exact same system that we're going to teach you guys on as well.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. Any other final words of wisdom or anything for someone who's going, okay, I'm intrigued by this. Again, like I mentioned, we included a link there, thespeakerlab.com/pipeline, thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. We wanted to give you a high level overview of this today. But again, it's so important that you have a system in place. Like we said, we put together an all new training going in depth on this. Again, you can get more information at thespeakerlab.com/pipeline and the new Master Your Speaking Pipeline training program. But Eric, any other final words? Wisdom here?
Yeah, I would say that I hope people understand our heart, Grant, that we want to set you up for success. And when we sit down and Grant, you and I talk a lot, the leadership team, we talk a lot. We're always asking ourselves, what can we do to make this more clear for our students? What can we do to make them successful? And I will tell you that the system, I can only speak for myself, Grant, and I think this should motivate a lot of folks that to understand that what you guys are going to use is the exact same thing I'm using. In fact, after I give this call, I'm actually going to my system and working on it today. And so if you value clarity, which I think when times are tough, when you're going through strife and struggles, clarity is what gets you on the other end. And sure. So if you value clarity, a system will clarify exactly what you need to do next. And if you want to wake up in the morning, this is what my life looks like right now, Grant. When I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what I need to do next because my system's waiting for me. When I go to sleep at night, I sleep very well at night. I don't wake up in the middle of the night trying to figure out what I need to do next. I don't have sleepless nights because my system's waiting for me. When I'm tired and when I'm exhausted and when I'm upset, my system's waiting for me. And so if that motivates you, then I would recommend you go check out the course that we developed. And we will take you step by step by step. And we're going to get in the trenches with you. We're going to help you along the way. And so the next step I would do, Grant, is go check it out. We got some information and we've priced it in a way that it's super affordable. Anybody can jump on, Grant. And that's what I love about your leadership and your heart, Grant, is that you want to add value. Listen, we're a for-profit company, but we also have a mission that's very clear. We want to add value, and this is going to add value like no other. I'm so excited. And all the things we've done, Grant, I'm most proud of this because I think this is really going to move the needle for many people.
Awesome. Very good. And again, all the information is over at thespeakerlab.com/pipeline, thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. So Eric, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. And we'll chat with you soon.
Take care, Grant.
All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Eric Ream. Again, if you want more information about how we can help you in your speaking business, and specifically about that pipeline, that key component that is the linchpin for so many speaker success, then you need to go to thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/pipeline. There you can get all the information. All right, my friend, thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. You're awesome.